FM on the station app and on OpenView Channel 606. This is East Coast Radio Newswatch.
If you visited a petrol station this morning, you would have noticed the price changes at the pumps. May's adjustments to petrol and diesel costs took effect at midnight. Diesel's come down by between 30 and 46 cents a litre. These Durban motorists, though, fill up with petrol, which increased by 37 cents a litre.
It's us, the poor, that get affected because an increase on petrol is an increase on day-to-day necessities, which is bread, food prices, and unfortunately, employers don't want to increase salaries.
Currently, we are struggling to make ends meet.
Opposition political parties in eThekwini have called for more action and less talk from Mayor Olisi Gounda. They've given their assessment of Gounda's State of the City address. At the ICC yesterday, the mayor gave an update on service delivery issues, Durban's infrastructure challenges and plans to stimulate the local economy. Dear councillor Ramona McKenzie says they weren't impressed.
Basically, we sat here listening to a mayor speak over 93 pages of, for me, nothing. We need to see development. We need to see much more within our communities. If you come to Sydenham, Asheville, Musgrave, you'll see broken pipes, you'll see water leaks, you'll see a whole lot of issues with sewer.
Action SA's Swakile Ngwango says it was a repetition of previous speeches.
He spoke about 28 billion rand for a dam in Umkhomazi. I was on ESCO when that dam was discussed. It was like maybe 7 years ago. Today he speaks as if it's something new. Unfortunately, we'll never see any job creation or economic spin-off because we keep clapping hands for the same thing over and over again.
The IFP boycotted the address. And the UN's humanitarian chief has warned that a ground operation by Israeli troops in Gaza's Rafah city would be a tragedy beyond words. Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu has vowed to launch an offensive on the southern city with or without a ceasefire deal with Hamas. The Palestinian groups, considering the latest truce plan proposed by the US, Egyptian and Qatari mediators, Rafah has become a refuge to some 1.5 million Palestinians. The UN's Martin Griffiths has appealed to Israeli authorities to spare the city. He's warned a ground invasion would spell more trauma and death for the hundreds of thousands who fled there to escape the violence. Conditions are fine in KZN. Expect a high of 25 degrees in Durban. Maritzburg 29, Richards Bay and Mooi River 28, Ulundi 32, Margate 26, Ladysmith and Newcastle 31, 27 for Kokstad and the Berg. Sunsets at 5:21, 21 degrees for Cape Town, Johannesburg 26.